The Department of Natural Resources will issue the burning ban at 12:01 tomorrow morning and expects it to last through the 4th of July holiday. The ban includes campfires, grilling, smoking, and fireworks. It covers all of Crawford, Richland, Sauk, Columbia, Marquette, Green Lake, and portions of Iowa, Grant, Dane, Adams, and Juneau counties. Catherine Cooley is a wildfire prevention specialist with the DNR. She says the timing of the burning ban is unfortunate and unusual.
We're 0.31 inches of rain in the Madison area. It's record third lowest in history. It's just really dry out here, and it's important for us to take a proactive action to prevent unwanted fires right now.
Dan Jones is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says storms have tracked to northwestern Wisconsin, which recently experienced significant flooding. That's left the southern part of the state bone dry.
It looks like our best next chances for precipitation for the southern half looks like to be up here on late Saturday into Sunday. We're still looking at very small chances right now of about 30% to 40%.
But Cooley says the DNR isn't likely to lift the burning ban for a few scattered showers.
With this wind, it dries quickly, and it's just, it's going to take a lot to get us back to recover where we need to be right now.
The DNR is recommending that local governments hold off on their fireworks displays until after the burning ban is lifted. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.